common tests used in LTC settings. At many LTC facilities, identification of pathogens may be delayed due to lack of access to laboratory diagnostic testing and to the complexity of laboratory tests for some pathogens such as norovirus. That being said, tests are used for a multitude of reasons in LTC facilities, including but not limited to resident health and safety, infection surveillance, and antimicrobial stewardship. There are various ways these uses may manifest. For example, IPs must be able to interpret hepatitis serology laboratory reports if the facility has residents on dialysis. Analysis of laboratory reports may be necessary to determine if continued use of an antibiotic is clinically justified beyond the initial duration ordered. Review of residents' past medical and vaccination history, medications, and laboratory and radiology tests may be used during admission decisions for a potential resident. Nurses can provide safer care to the residents when they are able to recognize abnormal laboratory findings accurately and report those findings to the medical provider in a timely manner. IPs and other non-physician healthcare professionals in LTC facilities do not have a primary responsibility to interpret overall testing results. That responsibility remains with primary care providers for a given resident. However, due to the above reasons, it is important that those professionals in LTC facilities are able to recognize basic laboratory reports and normal findings for the reasons above, among others. Examples of common tests. Tests help provide definitive diagnoses of infectious diseases or processes. This can be accomplished in several ways. Determination of the presence of an infectious agent, a substance known to cause disease, by direct visualization of the agent in the patient's specimen. Example, Plasmodium falciparum, the causative agent of malaria, in red blood cells, by detecting antigens or genetic material specific to the agent. Example, hepatitis B surface antigen, or by recovering the agent in culture of the patient's specimen. Example, wound, urine, blood, throat, sputum. Detecting in clinical specimens those product S resulting from a specific infectious agent. Example, C. Difficile toxin in feces, detecting the presence of an infectious agent through nuclei-C acid hybridization and amplification techniques. Examples of tests common to LTC facilities are listed in Exhibit 2-15. Exhibit 2-15. Common tests in LTC facilities. Key point. It is important to understand the difference between test sensitivity and susceptibility, which may vary depending on the context used. Susceptibility describes whether an identified organism is able to be treated successfully using a given antimicrobial. It is often used in the context of antimicrobial susceptibility testing, AST, which directly measures the activity of one or more antimicrobial agents against a bacterial isolate, directly detects the presence of a specific resistance mechanism in a bacterial isolate, and measures complex antimicrobial organism interactions. Sensitivity is the ability of a test or other surveillance method to identify true cases. Sensitivity may also be encountered when discussing an antibiogram, which summarizes typical patterns of susceptibility to antibiotics by specific species of bacteria. Many descriptions of antibiograms refer to resident sensitivity patterns, using sensitivity in place of susceptibility while retaining the same intended meaning. Susceptibility pattern interpretation. In microorganisms in which antimicrobial resistance is acquired, as opposed to intrinsic, tests must be used to determine if an organism that has been detected is resistant to antimicrobial treatments. The antimicrobial susceptibility test measures complex antimicrobial organism interactions. Three levels may be reported: susceptible, intermediate, and resistant. Susceptible, S, the drug is likely to be effective for the treatment of infection using a standard dosage. Intermediate susceptible, I. The drug is likely to be effective only at body sites where it is physiologically concentrated. Example, the urine for most drugs, or at other body sites if higher than usual dosing regimens are used. Resistant, R. The drug is unlikely to be effective for the treatment of infection unless predictably toxic dosages are used. The AST is performed annually at a minimum for the facility or a wider network or in response to a specific need. Antibiograms. The results of AST may be combined into an antibiogram. Antibiograms are used by clinicians, public health agencies, and others to assess local susceptibility rates, guide the selection of empiric antimicrobial therapy, and monitor trends of resistance over time within the facility. Antibiograms assemble the asked information from samples acquired from multiple patients within a defined unit. The definition of the unit depends on what entity is examining the data. For example, a geographic unit may be used by a health department, while a specific healthcare facility may look at it at a facility level. Antibiograms can be used in two main ways: for clinical care and for infection prevention. For clinical care, the antibiogram helps determine the best antimicrobial to use for an identified pathogen. For infection prevention, it helps identify emerging resistances of pathogens identified in a facility, which may warrant changing IP practices. Antibiograms should be generated and analyzed only when at least 30 diagnostic isolates have been tested. They report the proportion of susceptible isolates, not including intermediate susceptibility. Key point: antibiograms are primarily helpful for empiric therapy before the culture and sensitivity results are available. They are also useful for detecting and monitoring trends of resistance over time and across institutions. Exhibit 2-16 shows an example of an antibiogram. Exhibit 2-16. Antibiogram. Disclaimer: this is an example only. The antibiogram report results vary according to the organisms and antimicrobials routinely prescribed at a specific facility. Note how the antibiogram has sections for gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria. It also records, in the second column, the number of bacterial isolates that were tested. The rows show the percentage of the tested isolates that were found to be susceptible to the given antimicrobial. For example, for the gram-positive Enterococcus faecalis, 95 isolates were tested, and of these, 79% showed sensitivity to vancomycin. Importance of specimen collection and transport. Clinical and surveillance specimens are submitted to the clinical laboratory for quick and accurate detection of significant microbes that may be involved in an infectious disease process. Laboratory specialties for detection of clinically important and disease-causing microbes, pathogens, include microbiology, virology, parasitology, mycology, fungi, mycobacteriology, surgical pathology, and molecular diagnostics. Specimen collection and transport to the laboratory is an essential part of the culture and identification process. Improperly selected, collected, or transported specimens can generate misleading data that may result in inappropriate resident management. For example, if a urine sample is left out for too long, the culture will show evidence of an infection that isn't actually present. As such, some laboratories require the use of a preservative if the sample is not sent within 2 hours. Improper specimen collection and transport is a common reason for a laboratory to reject a specimen. General guidelines for specimen collection. In general, all specimens should be collected aseptically and placed in a sterile container. In some cases, specimens may be placed directly into culture media, example, blood cultures, genital cultures, with recognition that specific procedures will be institution and test dependent. There are a handful of general guidelines that may be useful to remember with regard to specimen collection. Collect the material from the site in which the etiologic agent will most likely be found. Collect the specimen at the optimum time, example, early morning sputum for acid fast bacillus, AFB. Obtain cultures prior to administration of antibiotics whenever possible. Collect an adequate volume of material. Inadequate amounts of specimen may yield false negative results. Collect the specimen in a manner that minimizes or eliminates contamination from indigenous flora as much as possible to ensure that the sample will be representative of the infected site. Use appropriate collection devices, transport media, and sterile, leak-proof containers. Clearly label the specimen, including specific information regarding the site of collection, example, urine obtained from a clean catch specimen, in and out catheter, or indwelling urinary catheter, and complete the ordering process. Identify the specimen source and/or specific site correctly so that proper processing methods and culture media will be selected by the laboratory personnel. If the specimen is collected through intact skin, cleanse the skin first with 70% alcohol and iodine solution, example, povidone iodine, or a chlorhexidine/alcohol combination. If iodine is used, remove excess after the specimen has been collected. Provide clear instructions to residents if they are collecting their own specimen, example, clean catch urine or stool, in order to obtain the best quality specimen and allay their fears. Deliver the specimen promptly to the laboratory. Delay in transport may compromise the specimen. As with all resident contact episodes, consistent attention must be given to hand hygiene and use of appropriate personal protective equipment. Use appropriate safety devices to minimize the risk of accidental needle sticks, cuts, or punctures. It is advisable to make sure the user is knowledgeable about how the safety device works prior to its use. Considerations for specimens used in bacterial/fungal cultures. No single laboratory test is available that permits isolation of all possible pathogens. Clinical information, such as tentative diagnosis and suspected type of infection, aids in the selection of the proper media and incubation conditions for the isolation of the suspected pathogens. The specimen type will determine other culture requirements for the suspected pathogen, S, as outlined in the facility's laboratory protocol. In order for a specimen for culture to be valid, there are a few important concepts to remember. Specimens for bacterial and fungal culture must be collected prior to initiation of antimicrobial therapy. This will ensure that organisms present in the specimen are viable for growth in culture. A culture result can accurately depict the infectious process only if the specimen is adequate. Laboratory collection manuals provide specific specimen collection directions to ensure an optimal specimen. A sufficient quantity of specimen must be submitted to ensure that all of the requested tests can be performed. The process of splitting a specimen for multiple tests must be done in a way that does not contaminate or compromise the specimen prior to setting up cultures. Rules from clinical laboratories. As is the case with specimen collection, specimen transportation, handling, and storage methods should be in accordance with the rules and procedures set out by the clinical laboratories. Special handling techniques may be necessary for some specimens, such as those for anaerobic culture. Generally speaking, prompt delivery to the laboratory is essential to prevent the death of pathogenic organisms and/or the overgrowth of commensal organisms. If transport is delayed, some specimens may be refrigerated, example, urine, stool, sputum, whereas others should be maintained at room temperature. Many of the rules and guidelines associated with one process, collection, transportation, handling, or storage, logically apply to the others. For example, if a sample must be kept below a certain temperature following collection, those temperature guidelines are likely to apply through the rest of the transportation, handling, and storage processes. Using sterile equipment for collection logically means that the sample must be protected from contamination during transportation. Transportation guidelines. General guidelines to follow with regard to transportation to both internal or external laboratories include the following. All specimens must be promptly transported to the laboratory, preferably within 2 hours of collection. Delays and/or exposure to extreme temperatures compromise the test results. Specimens should be transported in a container designed to ensure survival of suspected agents. Never refrigerate spinal fluid or genital, eye, or internal ear specimens because these samples may contain microorganisms sensitive to temperature extremes. Materials for transport must be labeled properly, packaged, and protected during transport. A transport medium can be used to preserve the viability of microorganisms in clinical samples. Example, Stewart, Emmys, and Carrie Blair transport media. Use leak-proof specimen containers and transport them in sealable, leak-proof plastic bags. Never transport syringes with needles attached. Laboratories must have enforceable criteria for rejection of unsuitable specimens. As evidenced by the guidelines above, the quality of packaging is crucial. Because of the danger posed by some of these specimens, stringent regulations apply. These regulations divide potentially infectious substances into two categories. Category A specimens, which are not typically encountered in LTC settings, are capable of causing permanent disability or life-threatening or fatal disease in otherwise healthy humans and animals. Category B specimens comprise all other potentially infectious substances that do not meet the description of Category A. These shipments must contain 3 layers of packaging, as does Category A. In contrast to Category A, the Category B shipment has less stringent requirements with regard to cushioning and leak prevention. Both categories feature specific labeling requirements and may be subject to additional labeling requirements if other dangerous chemicals are used in their transport. For instance, to keep a sample frozen,